98.1 KZE, good afternoon and welcome back. This is Will With Ya here, and our guest this afternoon, Henrietta Paris from Vanderbilt Lakeside Barroom and Guest House. And we're talking about Hudson Valley Restaurant Week, which is happening right now through November 11th. Three courses, lunches for $22.95, dinners for $32.95. at dozens and dozens of restaurants all up and down the Hudson Valley, valleytable.com or hudsonvalleyrestaurantweek.com for the full list of participating restaurants, all of the details that you need. For more info about Vanderbilt Lakeside, it's vanderbiltlakeside.com. Henrietta, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course, thanks for taking the time to hang out with us here at KZE. Before we get into the discussion of Hudson Valley Restaurant Week, let's get just a little bit of the backstory. You folks are, as I understand it, new owners that came into an existing location and you made some changes.
Absolutely, yes. My husband and I moved up from Brooklyn in February, and we set to doing our renovations and opened up in the end of June of this year. So essentially, the house had been a restaurant and guest house and inn for generations, and originally was built by one of the Vanderbilts, hence the name. And the previous owner's last night of service was on New Year's Eve, and we came in shortly after, sort of redesigned it, came up with a new concept, and have been open since the summer.
So tell us a little bit about the space. There is a restaurant, and then you also have rooms for people to stay in.
Absolutely, yes. So we have a full-service restaurant on the main floor, a really beautiful sort of guest lounge overlooking the backyard, which is a view of Summit Lake. So it's this gorgeous 20-acre lake right outside. And upstairs we have 8 guest rooms, all private baths, really lovely spaces to sort of just stay overnight.
This is your first time participating in Hudson Valley Restaurant Week. Give us a sense of what is inspiring you folks this time of year for Hudson Valley Restaurant Week.
Oh, sure. So basically, we just want to offer a variety of flavors on our menu using the amazing resources that the Hudson Valley has to offer. So our menu is influenced by a combination of the locally sourced produce of the area, as well as our very well-traveled chef's cultural background. So we're looking at seasonally available ingredients with a global influence. Like, for example, we'll have sweet potatoes combined with pumpkin and chipotle for this really amazing soup option. And our chef, Ferd Ramillo, who grew up in the Asian culture, has also included a scratch-made sweet sour crispy Thai tofu with market veggies, shiitake mushrooms, coconut jasmine rice. So kind of trying to span all these global influences and combine with just the like wonderful local produce in the area.
So are you making adjustments to the menu, or are you really trying to just, I guess, maybe enhance what you already do? Sometimes I find that chefs like to use Restaurant Week as a chance to challenge themselves and maybe even challenge some of their customers.
Well, I think that ultimately the menu for Restaurant Week with sort of what we do here always. So we're kind of holding strong to that theme of local ingredients, locally sourced fresh produce, but with the global influences of the final dish coming through. So it's definitely a different menu. It's not going to be the items that you would find on our regular menu, but there is still that theme going through. This like modern American influence is still there.
Our guest this afternoon, as we are celebrating Hudson Valley Restaurant Week, Henrietta Paris from Vanderbilt Lakeside Barroom and Guest House in Philmont, New York. You can check out vanderbiltlakeside.com. Hudson Valley Restaurant Week is happening now through November 11th. Three courses, lunches for $22.95, dinners for $32.95. It's hudsonvalleyrestaurantweek.com to get the full list of participating restaurants. Now, the barroom is obviously, it looks like to me from the website, not having been there, the barroom is clearly an important part of what you folks do. I'm curious, did you get into the drink list in terms of Hudson Valley Restaurant Week, in terms of beers or wines that you're offering, cocktails that you are creating?
Oh, as in, are there additions?
Are there additions? Are there pairings with some of the menu items? Is that something that you guys took a look at?
We don't have a formal pairing on offer, but we can absolutely have staff and bartenders and myself and my husband, who are the people who create these menus and these cocktails, do that for guests as requested. But it's not something that's already sort of preset. We have some really amazing craft cocktails, and we've got a new seasonal craft cocktail list coming up, along with some really amazing hot drinks to have out by the fire. So, it's just more a matter of what people are feeling. It's kind of less set than that.
Tell us a little bit more about some of the menu items that you particularly are excited about.
Oh, sure. So we have this super amazing sumac and yogurt marinated grilled chicken.
Oh, wow.
Which is going to be so tender. I mean, it gets marinated in the yogurt, so, you're going to get this amazing tender piece of chicken with herbed Israeli couscous, and then the vegetable side will all just depend on what we get from our farmers, honestly. So
Oh, that's really cool.
All vegetables at all times, yeah.
So does that kind of stuff is up in the air really till possibly the day of or the day before?
Yeah, basically, yeah. I mean, our chef, he definitely likes to come up with things that are fresh and available, and it's always so amazing. So, yeah, the seasonal fall veggies will just be has been freshly grown and what is available, and if it's not there that day, we can't do it.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, we are certainly looking forward to it. I guess we should probably finish by talking about dessert. What have you folks decided to do for dessert?
Ooh, okay, so we have a choice of a salted caramel apple bread pudding, of course, local apples, upstate New York, not hard to find, or matcha and lemon verbena panna cotta, and that's topped with some milk crumble, berry coulis, and fresh mint.
Well, it sounds delicious. It sounds like you folks will have a wonderful time. Big thank you to our guest this afternoon, Henrietta Paris from Vanderbilt Lakeside Barroom and Guest House, Philmont, New York, participating in this year's Hudson Valley Restaurant Week. For more info on Vanderbilt Lakeside, it's vanderbiltlakeside.com. To learn more about Hudson Valley Restaurant Week happening right now, three courses, lunch for $22.95, dinners for $32.95, now through November 11th, HudsonValleyRestaurantWeek.com. Henrietta, have a wonderful time with Hudson Valley Restaurant Week. Safe travels to you, and hopefully we get to see you again down the road.
Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you. It's 98.1 KZE.